Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The system isn't broken. The system was built. The system was designed. The globalist, corporate, world government, cashless society system is a architecture and infrastructure to scientifically, economically, culturally, spiritually demolish all of the organic human systems that have organically developed and grown our technological world. And the technological world is now being turned from serving humanity to destroying humanity. There's always been elements of this. Look at war making and things like that. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is a ruling class decision by the aristocracy. That's how they see themselves. Against we the people and the populist movement that they call the tyrants. Now, I know that most listeners, don't blame me for not studying ancient Greece, where the modern philosophies came from, but it's very informative to understand the thinking of the globalists, developed different systems on the Greek islands that then created competing systems that created the synthesis of the different models of governments that grew into Rome, and then during the Dark Ages, of course, the Renaissance, and then the United States, which in our modern system became the model of the world. There is now a systematic program to remove that. Now, the reason I mention this is later in the hour, I'm going to break down the historical systems and the synthesis out of ancient Greece. I'm just going to do a quick breakdown on it. It's much more complex and much more interesting, but we won't have that much time today. And then I will put it into context to what's currently happening. I want to thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the big news we're going to be breaking down is, well, quite extensive. But the first big thing I want to lay out is the accelerating purge of what the globalists see as the number one threat. And they see that as Tyrannus, or the tyrant. I am seen as a tyrant model that they fear greatly. Trump is seen as the ultimate tyrant model that they fear at the greatest level. Elon Musk is now a competing tyrant. Now, people are going to be confused by this. They're going to say, aren't tyrants bad? Words change in their popular meaning in different nomenclature of different cultures. But if you go back to about 2,500 years ago or so, anybody can just type into Wikipedia or anybody can go to a history book and look up the tyrants of Greece. And that's the term that the aristocracy and the plutocrats and other authoritarian groups gave to democracy movements that then tended to be led by a champion of the people, or what they called a strong man, or a tyrant. Now, I've called globalists tyrants, I've called judges tyrants, because in the popular use of the word, it means an oppressor, a dictator, an enslaver of the people. So I know the public uses that term, so I've always used that word, because words change in their popular meaning. When I speak about tyrants, I'm speaking of what the globalists follow and the philosophy they follow. The tyrants challenged, and many times in Greek history, overthrew the aristocracy. And most of the biggest gains in Greece that led to the founding of other civilizations based on Greece came from the tyrants. So when you hear tyrant, that means leader of the mob, or one that's able to mobilize the general public into action, and one that is known for helping the general public or defending them.
Alexander the Great, of course, came before that era, but he was seen as the first tyrant or the defender of men. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us? It's Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I have some very grave, serious news for you. The Wall Street Journal, talking to, quote, federal agents of the Justice Department yesterday, published a lengthy article and reported that Elon Musk is under criminal investigation by the Justice Department with an open grand jury. So they've been investigating him, now they're trying to indict him for perks he had at Tesla in the last 6-7 years. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, things like flying on the company jet, things like living and having an apartment at their headquarters. Now, obviously, none of this is illegal. It's standard operating procedure. These corporate chiefs can fly to Epstein Island and have sex with little kids. And, of course, that list is still completely secret. And that's Elon Musk's crime, is he says we shouldn't depopulate the Earth. He's got, what, 8-9 children. And he's spoken out against the pedophiles. And he's spoken out against their entire operations. And now he is allowing some form of free speech on X, formerly Twitter, and they can't allow that. So let's break down some of what's unfolding here. Justice Department probe scrutinizes Elon Musk perks at Tesla going back years. Federal prosecutors have also sought information about transactions between Tesla and other entities related to the billionaire. Now, before I drill into this, let's just pull back for a moment and remember that the ADL has gone out and stripped roughly 60% of X's advertisers in the West. In Asia, they're actually doing better statistically, according to Musk, but they've lost 60% of their main market in Europe and in North America because of the bullying and the behind-the-scenes and public tactics of the ADL and others in concert with the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies. That's all come out in Congress, that they all team up and they surveil different platforms and they demand the platforms put their agents, their officers, both corporate and governmental, inside the platforms, not just Twitter, to not just censor and not just surveil your public activity, but to read your private messages and to track your information, and of course also siphon off critical financial data and corporate data and business data and give that to their subsidiaries. In fact, the surveillance and censorship of political views is only one part. I would even say the majority of their operations. The real power is in spying on their competitors and spying on the general public and using algorithms to aggregate trends so that the establishment can stay ahead of everybody else in the stock market
technological developments in energy everywhere. That's the other big shoe to drop. That it's come out in some of their technical papers. It's been reported on here and there, and obviously historically, with any massive spy operation, it's not just quote political enemies. It's they spy on their quote friends too. It's all about monopoly, and it's completely illegal, and it always leads to massive oppression and totalitarianism. Because the globalists could get it down to just 100 rulers of the planet. And it's really less than that now that actually own almost everything. And they're going to start competing with each other. In fact, they do compete with each other. You could have two globalists left. They could be husband and wife. They consolidate power with, say, AI in 20 years, hypothetically. I'm not saying that's going to happen. And then they would probably kill each other. So it's the very nature of these individuals. Now, we know the model of promoting anti-male, anti-female, anti-family models has been going on television since the late 1960s. Paul Ehrlich and others that helped set it all up and bragged on national television that they've sold the idea of men being stupid and not needed in the family, and that relationships between men and women that are serious are bad. Because it forms stable relationships and people are loyal to each other and they want us atomized so we can be more easily controlled. And then, of course, 6-7 years ago, they intensified all this with the beginning of the Me Too movement, what grew the Me Too movement. And they had Gillette commercials and countless other commercials and TV shows and movies where if a guy asks a girl out at a coffee shop or tells her dress looks nice, everybody goes, whoa, that's evil. That's like worse than pedophilia. I mean, pedophilia is good now, according to them. And the Gillette ads where the guy just tries to talk to a girl on the street, and the guy grabs his arm and says, whoa, man, that's basically rape. You don't talk to women. No. You don't talk to women. I mean, unless it's a little kid bouncing on the lap of a convicted pedophile at drag queen story time, that's a woman. And, they feel to groom kids. But you as an adult male, you don't talk to women. And then women are taught, don't open doors for me, I can do it myself. And then the next it's, hey, don't even ask me out, don't even talk to me, don't even say you like somebody's purse or you like their necklace, are you new to town, I can show you around. Don't have that normal interaction. That's basically rape. In fact, the feminist movement, thought about the CIA, Gloria Steinem, says that all sex is rape. And the same movement now doesn't call babies a blob of cells. They just say, hey, it's my right. It's a sacrifice for feminism. Kill that little bastard. So they're really taking the mask off here. And they've tried to get Elon Musk girlfriends and wives to come out against him. He's been a prolific individual having children, just like his dad. He says he believes in that to keep the population going. And now you see what's happened to Russell Brand, and now you see what's happened to Tim Ballard, and now you see just every day anybody exposing the globalist agenda, anybody exposing the globalist golden cows or sacred cows is going to be attacked in a myriad of ways. So I thought we'd lay out some of those right now. Now, this is a very complex, wide-ranging issue. And if you have an understanding of this, you'll really know how to stand up against it, educate others to stand up against it, and defeat this program of control. The first thing it counts on is groupthink, conformity, servile nature, and a fearful population. And if you read the different Pentagon reports that have come out in the last few decades, and they've been intensifying, it's the same with NATO, they say what we're threatened by is interesting people. What we're threatened by is independent people that have their own mindset. We're particularly worried about people that develop their own economies or their own infrastructures or their own communities. And they say, and of course, the main centerpiece of that is what they call organic alpha males, who humans tend to get around and support, and the alpha males tend to build infrastructures that are good and empowering for the people. So it's the guardian, intelligent, strong alpha male that drives and is the tip of the spear in civilization. And so even in mainline Pentagon reports that we've broken down here on air, they say, we're worried about men. We're worried about men that we don't control. We're not worried about terrorists. We're not worried about somebody in a cave with a gun and a bomb. We're worried about, quote, interesting people. And then the famous Jade Helm operation, it was, quote, a drill to identify interesting leaders in the community that during a future reorganization or collapse won't go along with the agendas. They've been getting this Build Back Better, Great Reset, Operation Ready. And again, I'm just giving you some basic quick footnotes here. It's a much larger issue, and basically it's the issue of our time. It's everything. So the first thing they do, if they believe you're a competing member entering the superclass, which they say there's only a few thousand of that technically run the world, if you are independently building a system that competes with their monopoly and vertical integration of society and culture, the first thing they will do is try to recruit you. And then if that doesn't work, they will set up corporate systems with the CIA and think tanks and PR firms to demonize you and undermine you in the press. And then if that doesn't work, they'll try to do a corporate takeover or forced buyout. And then if that doesn't work, they will then gatamine all the women and relationships you're in and try to find something to blackmail you with or some corruption you've been involved in. And, of course, if that doesn't exist, they will then have whole teams of not just the Justice Department and FBI, but the other federal regulatory agencies then will go to work full time trying to find anything they can twist into a crime to show a dumbed down.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But the tyrants were populist leaders that mobilized the general population and were for the general population having larger voting rights. So you see that repeated on throughout history over and over again. Look at our own country, where first it's limited and then it expands. And the King of England saw George Washington as a tyrant. Again, in modern definitions, a tyrant is Kim Jong-un, a tyrant is Xi Jinping, or just means a dictator. That's not what a tyrant is, according to the aristocracy that was the dominant system going back to the beginning of Greek culture, where you had a small elite of round table groups, the wise men, the watchers, the philosopher kings, who would make the decisions in the society and in the culture. And if they didn't like your philosophy, they would order you murdered. And then they had limited democracy, and it expanded. But the tyrants were the first people to create city parks and public libraries and public baths and, you know, public bathrooms and restaurants that the general public could go to. It was the tyrants that did that. And this was a big sin to the aristocracy, like Plato, that came before the time of the tyrants, but he described populists in the same way as horrible people that were going to empower the general public. He believed the general public should be kept in very low numbers. He believed the world was overpopulated. And this is, again, the reality of it. And so they do this over and over and over and over again throughout the ongoing intellectual, cultural, societal battles that happened on the Greek islands. There's a lot of different city-states, a lot of different systems, other competing systems. Their ideas then branched off and founded what is, you know, Rome and then the Roman Empire. And again, I'm moving over this quick, and I don't claim to be a detailed historian on it. I've just studied what the Pentagon says, what the Club of Rome says, what the Bilderberg Group says, and they quote the Greek philosophers and the Greek debates and set their whole system of modern psychology and philosophy and culture and war making on it. And so you have an aristocracy that doesn't believe in empowering humanity, because aristocrats always claim that they're just the guardians of the system and they know what's best for the public. But really, on average, they're a bunch of Malthusian depopulationists. But today, they're the most radical form of what Plato called for, and that was forced depopulation of the general population, because we just weren't needed. Why do we have these people? Why do we have these unwashed people? Why do we have these people that don't know how to read and write? We don't need them anymore. But of course, they did need them to raise the cows and the sheep and the vegetables and the grain and to catch the fish, and when they got invaded, to fight for them. But now with the robots and now with the AI, you see the globalists making the decision that actually the general public is not needed, and that we do just need to be gotten rid of. So getting back to what's happening with Musk. Musk is seen as a tyrant. I'm seen as a tyrant. Anybody that's a fan of humanity, anybody that stands up for humanity, anybody that doesn't think humanity is bad, anybody that doesn't want to treat us like animals and depopulate us, is a tyrant, according to the ancient Greek definition that the globalists are using. So any men that don't get in line with the aristocracy and compete to serve it or be part of it will be eliminated. But of course, the final equation, they'll end up eliminating everybody, because aristocracies really don't want smart, powerful, interesting people under them, because they might actually try to overthrow them later. So that's why these aristocracies tend to create stagnation and collapse of civilization, because they go after any competition or new ideas. What does it say about the establishment that they've now taken the gloves off and are in the process of demonizing, canceling, debanking, and arresting any prominent man that says, let's not destroy and dismantle civilization? Well, this was always where they were going. As it becomes evident that our civilization's having the plug pulled on it, and it's more, quote, men and women, but just pro-human individuals, step up and stand up and say, this is wrong, we see the model they're going to use. But because we still have our own communication systems, and because people have been fighting hard, it's not going well for the New World Order. And all the polls and all the numbers show now, when they go after somebody decades after the statute of limitation, like Trump or Russell Brand or Tim Ballard or Julian Assange, you name it, it only energizes the public, including women, to recognize what's happening. If you're a globalist, you can commit any crime you want in real time in front of the world, and nothing is done to you. But if you stand up for humanity, you believe in a human future, they come after you. So I've said this many times, we need a union. I don't mean like a union like the AFL-CIO. I mean a pro-human union where humans stand up, or competing unions of pro-human systems, and we say, hey, we buy products made by humans. We don't buy stuff made by a bunch of robots. It's not that robots are bad, it's that they're being positioned to take over, so the balance is out of whack. The robot's not bad in and of itself, but it's being positioned to replace us, so we shouldn't let that happen. And we should demand to fly on airlines that aren't flown by AI automation. When the automation breaks, the pilots can't even land a plane half the time now. Did you know you're not in a plane with a human flying it? Again, this is not progress. This is a design takeover to make us obsolete. So we have to have a debate about the philosophies of the world, how the globalists operate, what their worldview is. We have the legalists out of communist China who are following the old legalist views of China. That's even older than the Greeks. It's an aristocracy as well, or the Politburo, or the ruling Communist Party. All these new systems are just repeats and rebranding of what other ancient cultures created. Humans act the same over and over again. So whether it was Chinese philosophy of their emperors or the philosophy of the philosopher, you know, leaders of ancient Greece, it's the competing factions of pro-elite, pro-population. And you've got to decide which side you're on. That's why it's so preposterous that leftists act like they're fighting the establishment when they're bankrolled by the biggest banks, Hollywood, backed by the intelligence agencies, backed by the Justice Department. But deep down, they know they're employed by it. They know they're promoted by it. They know they've teamed up with it. But they're schmucks because they're destroying their own future. Yes, they're getting a little money and a little bit of support today, but it's because the crocodile is only planning to eat them later. And if you study history, when the tyrants were in Greece, again, not the modern definition, they understood this and would explain to the public that if you join with the elites and if you let them basically divide and conquer you, in the end, you will end up much worse than you would be if you stand up and learn how to read and write and learn how to organize your own groups and your own associations. So just as the Greeks did this, and just as our founding fathers did this, and just as other cultures have done this, we have to organize our own reformation, our own new renaissance, our own great awakening against this globalist program. And we've got to realize this is happening now, and this is going on. So they're coming for us. They're coming for everybody. They're coming for me. They've had grand juries open on me. I told you about that years ago. A lot of the stuff, again, I've been told in closed sessions and things I'm not liberty to get into. But the system's told me point blank, you're going to shut up and go off the air, or we're going to put you in prison. And that's their goal. It's not just people on TV, the lawyers, saying they want to put me in, you know, in off the air. They want us all in jail. But that's what they're building in this prison planet, a globalist program to put us all in jail. And so that's why we've got to come together and realize we don't want to live on a prison planet. We want to live on a free planet. We'll be right back.
most powerful InfoWars Life Formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on the September 20th Wednesday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We have some new breaking news that I warned of more than a decade, because that's actually the globalist plan, and that is for New York City and other major cities in the U.S. to remove statues of George Washington, because George Washington had slaves. Of course, George Washington helped set up a government that then set up a system that got rid of slavery, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that slavery is currently going on in multiple African countries of the Middle East. Doesn't matter if 1.5 billion Chinese are slaves or 3 million Uyghurs. No, no, no. They're all great. They're all good. America's bad. So get rid of the rebel flag, and now let's get rid of the American flag. Now let's get rid of George Washington, because the globalists see George Washington as the first American tyrant. Again, in the Greek philosophy, not in the modern use, that he was a man of the people, a populist that organized the people, and that's the worst thing to the aristocracy. So now, in the year 2023, they are moving officially, after taking down Robert E. Lee, to go after George Washington. Then it's going to be Thomas Jefferson and everybody else. They have to demonize America. They have to get rid of the idea, because the idea of freedom that we started, that grew into something incredible, is now basically being used against us by the globalists who want to set up a total corporate tyranny here on the planet Earth, where we have no rights, we own nothing, we have nothing, we live in 15-minute cities, we're all in a giant prison. They're building a huge prison around us. That's what the globalist operation is. You own nothing, you have nothing, you eat bugs, they launch giant wars, they fry you with 5G, they forcibly inject you, they own your body. This is the worst slavery ever even imagined, and it's being set up now by the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs of the world. We owe a debt of gratitude to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. But our enemies are alive today, moving against us and using political correctness to destroy civilization, destroy relationships between men and women. They're the ones smuggling millions of people. They're the ones involved in sex slavery. They're the ones at Epstein's Island. They're the problem. And anything they attack is the answer. All right. I'm going to turn the baton over right now to the great Owen Schroyer. I'll be back in studio soon. Remember, the only way this broadcast gets out is you share the links, share the videos, share the clips. You're doing it. Great job. And now, Owen Schroyer.
All right. And how do you follow all of that up? Well, maybe you expand on it, or maybe you just go into the big breaking news that we have right now. Merrick Garland getting grilled in a House committee hearing today. We've got some big bombshell clips from that. And it's pretty evident at this point that Merrick Garland will go down if truth prevails, if justice prevails, if America prevails, that Merrick Garland will go down as the most corrupt attorney general in the history of this country. A man who is truly corrupt and a weak man. And you can see that during the hearing today. And this is coming from one of his top targets, yours truly, who they want to incarcerate for my speech, who he has teams listening to this show every day looking for anything I do that can be used against me in a court of law. I'm sorry, I should rephrase that. Anything I say that can be used against me in a court of law. Or rather, in these instances, a court of injustice. So we got a lot of those clips coming up for you. I'm probably going to start delving into those clips in the next segment. But it's Jim Jordan, it's Thomas Massie, it's Matt Gaetz. Of course, it's the Republicans calling him out for the egregious injustice coming from the Injustice Department under Merrick Garland. But we got so much news today. And it's a good thing that I'm doing 6 hours of broadcasting here at InfoWars, because there is so much news to get to. A lot is coming out, and this ties in to the Merrick Garland case, where he's being questioned today by Congress. And I just happen to know some of the inside baseball because I've been a defendant. And my attorney, Norm Pattis, has defended other defendants. So we have a lot of discovery. We have a lot of trial experience. And let's just say, I'm not really going to be the one to present this to you. Julie Kelly has done a great job. Some other attorneys have done a great job. There's some other groups out there that are coalescing to really try to get this information out. But Merrick Garland confirms what had already come out in these court cases when we're dealing with January 6th. The U.S. government And this is what has been argued in court, by the way. It's just, these aren't my cases, and, you know, I've been on extra special good behavior just to show you how corrupt the government is. You can be the best person you possibly can be, and it doesn't matter to them. They still want your ass. But they have argued in courtrooms that supposedly there are so many undercover confidential human informants, government agents on the ground on January 6th that they can't even possibly give a list. There's too many. So it'd be like, hi, can we get a list of everybody that attended the Dallas Cowboys versus New York Jets football game last Sunday in Dallas? Stadium holds like 100,000 people. So, we need you to present, 80,000, 90,000 names to this courtroom. They'd say, Your Honor, this request is unfulfillable. They're asking for 90,000 names to be presented in this courtroom. Your Honor, we can't do this. That's basically what the government is saying. Attorneys will say in discovery, can we know confidential human informants, government agents on the ground, undercover agents on the ground? Can we get that information? And they argue, Your Honor, we don't even know how many. There's way too many. We can't even put the list out there. It's too ridiculous. We had an entire football stadium full of undercover agents. We can't possibly present this evidence. And the judge says, oh, okay. That's probably fair. Yep, too many. But see, why was the acquittal of the five defendants in the Michigan FBI plot to kidnap the governor case so important? Because that should be the same outcome of the January 6th defendants. If it turns out that you have government agents setting the whole thing up, government agents encouraging the whole thing, government agents there on the ground provocateuring the whole thing, entrapping people, and then they open the doors and wave you in, then any jury and any judge that has an ounce of integrity would say, no, this is too dangerous. I'm going to favor with the American people here. Because having a precedent set that the U.S. government can use these type of tactics to entrap anybody they want is way too dangerous. Now, the worm is not turned on this, though the evidence is out there. This gets brought up in the hearing. By the way, we've got Michael Yon joining us in the next hour to talk about this illegal immigration issue. We've been to the border. You've seen our coverage. You've seen the footage. This isn't a new story. But it's every day, boatloads, trainloads, and plane loads. What is the real number of illegal immigrants that have come into this country? And so you see the footage we're airing right now? This is new. This isn't footage from yesterday. This isn't footage from last week. This isn't footage from last month ago. This is footage from today. And it's every day. This is an invasion. How in the hell is this being allowed to go on? What is the real number of illegal immigrants that have come into the country under Joe Biden? 10 million? And why are they building illegal immigrant cities north of Houston in one of the most highly sex trafficked, child trafficked areas known in the United States? I'm just scratching the surface on the stuff we got on you on the show for you today. So don't go anywhere. We are loaded here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the globalist tyrants, the corporate world government, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide? Or is that going to be the story for the tyrants that want to enslave the planet and want to eliminate 7 billion people from the population in their control of the resources? Who will have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide? Or is me saying that now criminal speech? Usually Merrick Garland might be tuning in and figuring out that question and the answer to it, but he's busy today being questioned by Republicans in the House on the activities of himself and the Justice Department. I want to go to as many of these clips as possible. This is an ongoing hearing, so there's going to be incoming clips all day long. There's going to be viral clips all day long, hot clips all day long. And so let's just start going down the list. Here is Representative Mike Johnson asking Merrick Garland about the Hunter Biden investigation in clip 11.
Anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
Uh,
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. I'm sorry.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did. I promised the Senate when I came before it for confirmation that I would leave Mr. Weiss in place and that I would not interfere with his investigation.
Okay,
I have kept that promise.
All right. Have you had personal contact with anybody at the Baltimore?
So anybody who knows legal speak, lawyer speak, knows that he's covering his ass legally by saying, oh, I don't remember, I don't recollect, I'm not sure. So that's him trying to deny that he's talked about the Hunter Biden investigations, even though he likely has, and he even knows he has. And then he acts like, oh, the Weiss investigation is perfectly above board, too. Do you buy that? Now, listen to this in clip 12. I might have a bone to pick with this one. Here's Merrick Garland talking about the two-tiered justice system or the denial of such in clip 12.
That means we apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans, or different rules depending upon one's race or ethnicity or religion.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you on that, Merrick. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I am one of dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands, of cases that prove that we do indeed have a two-tiered system of justice. I might be one of the leading cases that proves we have a two-tiered system of justice. But did Merrick Garland just deny that there's systemic racism in the Justice Department? My Lord, liberals, Democrats, Merrick Garland says there is no racial discrimination in the justice system. Are they going to go crazy over that clip? No, of course not, because they're all in on the corruption of Merrick Garland. Just like a Nazi would be all in on the corruption of their persecutions. We don't go after the Jews. No, we don't ever do the Jews. We do nothing. We give them free heating. That's the legacy Merrick Garland is building as the most corrupt Department of Justice Attorney General of all time. And yeah, you know, he wants to put me in the noose. But I just have to tell the truth. I just have to tell it like it is. And everybody in that room knows it. How can Merrick Garland say with a straight face that the laws apply to everyone, whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're rich or poor? What a complete and total BS lie. And everybody knows it. And I am one of many such examples of the two-tiered justice system. But I don't want to waste your time digging into all of that. You know what that is. Let's go back to Garland now. Matt Gaetz wondering about all the shell companies that the Bidens have and if Garland has any interest in those in clip 13.
Do you know about the money that moved through Rob Walker's shell companies, yes or no?
As I have said repeatedly, I have left these matters to Mr. Weiss. I've not intruded. I've not interfered. I've not tried to find out what he knows.
It's like you're looking the other way on purpose because everybody knows this stuff's happening. And you know what? People don't pay bribes to not get something in return. Right. The China initiative resulted in the convictions of a Harvard professor, of someone at Monsanto. So we were working against the Chinese. They paid the Bidens. And now you're sitting here telling me that North Korea is the big threat.
Merrick Garland protecting the Biden crime family. As Matt Gaetz says, he's turning his head the other way and acting as if he's blissfully ignorant. And then Gaetz brings up the Hunter Biden art question in clip 14.
I got it. So Hunter Biden is selling art to pay for his $15,000 a month rent in Malibu. How can you guarantee that the people buying that art aren't doing so to gain favor with the president?
The job of the Justice Department is to investigate criminal allegations. You have information.
Are you investigating this? I mean, someone who bought Hunter Biden's art ended up with a prestigious appointment to a federal position. Doesn't it look weird that he's become this immediate success in the art world as his dad is president of the United States? Isn't that odd?
I'm not going to comment about any specific...
Not going to comment, not going to investigate. So
right.
Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer told us...
So what is Merrick Garland doing exactly? And by the way, I've got a huge stack of news. In fact, the biggest stack of news on my desk today is dealing with law, crime, and the justice system. Now, is Merrick Garland doing anything about the rising crime rates that are skyrocketing? He's obviously not doing anything about the political corruption. He just says, blissfully ignorant, I'm not involved in that. Well, okay, fine, fair enough. So what are you involved in, Merrick? What is Merrick Garland involved in exactly if he's ignoring all the political crimes going on at the top level of government? Well, is he doing anything about the skyrocketing crime rates across the country? What is Merrick Garland doing? We all know what Merrick Garland is doing. He's doing the work of the Democrat Party to imprison their opposition. He's doing the work of the Democrat Party to destroy using the weaponized government and justice system against the political opposition of the Democrat Party. And if he can lump in the dirty white Americans into that pursuit as well, then that's just a nice little gravy, isn't it? Nice little gravy train on top. That's what Merrick Garland is actually doing. Trying to run a Justice Department? No. Jim Jordan hits Merrick Garland on the special counsel in the Hunter Biden case in clip 15.
Quote, Mr. Weiss has full authority to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. That was your response, Attorney General, to Senator Grassley's question on March 1st, 2023. Just reference it when Mr. Bishop was questioning you. Only problem is he'd already been turned down by the U.S. Attorney in the District of Columbia, Mr. Graves. So he didn't have full authority, did he?
I had an extended conversation with Senator Grassley at the time. We briefly touched on the Section 515 question and how that process went.
My point's real simple, Mr. Garland. You said he had complete authority, but he'd already been turned down. He wanted to bring an action in the District of Columbia, and the U.S. attorney there said, no, you can't. And then you go tell the United States Senate under oath that he has complete authority.
I'm going to say again that no one had the authority to turn him down. They could refuse to partner with him. They could not.
You can use whatever language. Refuse to partner is turning down.
Well, it's not the same under a well-known Justice Department practice.
Here's why this.
Boy, isn't it good that sniveling weasel didn't make it onto the Supreme Court? I mean, now that we have this Judge Brown Jackson on there, she might be worse. She don't even know what a woman is. She's been on the Supreme Court the shortest amount of time, yet she's spoken the most and written the most in her opinions. Says a lot about her. But, we're not rejecting Weiss and his investigations. We're just not cooperating with him. You're in charge of the Justice Department. You're the Attorney General. You have the final say. Well, yeah, but, I mean, he can still do whatever he wants, but, I mean, you have to move it forward. You have to sign off on it. That's your job. Yeah, but I don't do that. Because I'm just keeping my hands off this. I'm just blissfully ignorant on all of this. This is just unbelievable corruption. I mean, where's the impeachment of Merrick Garland? I guess you just got to let this Biden administration run its course so that the American people can see how corrupt not just Joe Biden is, but all his administration is.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.